recycled rain.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Right.
And, of course, we're just having a great time on the Christina Lu Show.
Right. Yes, we were talking about the, you know, because we're just going to focus on spring.
Yes,
frankly.
Yes,
we're not going to talk about anything snow-related. It's all about, you know, environmental friendly.
There's snow coming again?
Nice things.
Monday.
No, I refuse to believe that.
Maybe Monday.
Yeah. Fairy blood's coming out.
Listen, I have Justin Timberlake's concert on Wednesday, so we're going to keep
who?
It fine. Justin Timberlake.
Oh, Justin.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Where are you going to?
He's going to be at Madison Square Garden. I'm very
But who's
excited.
The guy you really like?
It's Justin Timberlake and Harry Styles.
Yeah. Harry.
But, you know, enough about my men. We don't want to get Jay jealous over here.
Just before you go there, what did you think of Justin Timberlake in that Super Bowl?
Phenomenal. I loved every second of it. I loved every second of it.
Are you partial?
I loved every second of it. It was a feel-good thing, which I think everyone needs now.
Now, he owns a golf course, I think.
Oh,
does
there
he?
You go, Otto.
I think
well,
so.
Otto, you can be my in, so get over there, Otto. If you get tickets, let me know. We'll go together.
To the golf
yes,
course?
Yes, that's right. We can go together. I'll pick up golf. But back to our home sustainability classes. Also, what's offered is Build a Rain Garden. That's going to be on May 19th. Which is really interesting. I mean, all these things, it's, you know, it sounds nice, but then it's really the impact of, you know, it reduces stormwater pollution and flooding, recharges and purifies your own drinking water. So it's just, I mean, the whole host of benefits to these things are nice. And if it keeps you outside. See, we've learned that John, you know, has high hopes for a lot of these things. So
he's doing that.
That's all right. As long as, you know, the thought's there. There's also going to be a native plant gardening class, and that'll be offered in May 19th. Which is interesting. You can kind of learn how to build and select plants for your own native gardens that are good habitats for wildlife and pollinators. Recycle the rain barrels. They've offered this before, so this is also coming back. The class is offered once a month, so April, they haven't had the date set yet, but you can call 311 to register for that. And also, you can learn how to compost as well, which it's offered once a month, too, from April to September. Which I think is great. And Otto was thinking that might be the key to his tomato problem. So
no, you know, just
maybe we'll find
a,
Otto.
Another idea.
Oh,
native plant gardening, right? What if everybody on Long Island said, no more lawn. We're going to all just do native plants on where our lawn is.
That would be nice.
We start a new movement.
I think it's interesting. I'll support it. You know, we're going to see how pretty it looks, and we'll find out. John wants to know what the look
like. Like a field of wildflowers, like you see along some parkways.
Oh, I love that. I would love that, because I love wildflowers.
So have you had that?
It's my favorite.
I start off with grass until about July, and then it goes to weed.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind flowers.
I know. It's more of his thing.
Do you do it yourself, or do you have somebody come and develop the weeds for you?
No, I have somebody cut it. You know what I do? I stopped years ago. I don't put anything on it anymore.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's right.
Right.
So whatever happens, happens. And it's,
right.
You know.
Well, actually, my lawn guy doesn't – he had cancer, so he doesn't like to use fertilizer. So it ends up that our lawn ends up usually looking pretty much the worst on the block because he doesn't use stuff. But
yeah,
I go along with him. We had a management meeting about it.
No, I agree. It's like it's green.
Yeah,
but it's not grass.
Well, sometimes it's green.
All right, as long as we're on the same color scheme, I think, you know, it's all right.
There you go.
I mean, I don't want to talk about how beautiful my lawn is, but you know, I am married to a landscaper. So
I know you are.
We better have a fabulous lawn. But you know, from aside, just call 311 or 869-6311 for any information on those classes or to sign up. And I also want to tell everyone that, you know, Project Independence offers a bunch of different social groups. And one something that we've had since 2012 is this Blankets of Love group. And the caseworker who actually is in charge of it sent over the information, and which I just think is amazing. The 6 years that it's been around, 55 people have volunteered their time to make these blanket squares and to actually sew them into blankets. There has been 179 blankets created since then.
Wow.
And these blankets, I wish people could see it. They are so beautiful. You know, I like to peek in there and see them doing it.
Were they being made?
What'd you say?
Were they made?
They're made at Clingy Martin Park.
Oh, Clinton. Okay.
Yeah, they're in one of our rooms there, and they're all there. And it's really just it's nice. It's like a social thing, too. And they donate these blankets to different organizations. And in addition to those blankets, 305 little squares have been actually given to another volunteer group to sew into more blankets. So they have a kind of a little network now. And they actually made 22 handmade scarves for women recovering from heart disease, too. So we just want to shout out, you know, I mean, these are wonderful volunteers and, you know, they're dedicated and extremely crafty and talented. So it's just – it's exciting to have a group like this with Project Independence.
It's a good social thing too.
It is. You know, I've walked in there and Robin Tovell, who's the facilitator of it, actually learned how to quilt because of, you know, being in, you know, facilitating it. So, you know, and I walk in there and I see everyone's talking and sharing tips and it's really a great group. So if that's something that you're interested in, you know, and I think it's worth checking out.
Like the old days.
That's right.
What?
Like the old days when people would sit around.
Oh, okay.
And,
yeah.
And make
I think
stuff.
It's important. You know, I actually, I mean, I had come across a study, too, that was saying that, you know, some kind of crafting thing with your hands, because this is what I always go by. This is my excuse, like, not have to exercise, has the same benefits as, you know, exercising. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was like, all right. So here we go. Good. I'm in the clear. I think we're good.
But you know what it is? I'll just go to Christina on that. You have that ability. So these groups, you know, you have to have some little creative skill.
Yeah, right.
To, you know, I'm not saying you shouldn't go from
a
social point of view. Maybe
you'll
learn. Or a willingness
to
try to learn.
Right, absolutely.
Because when I've seen some of these things, even at the senior center, it's tremendous what they wind up putting together.
Yeah,
some of us are more skilled at artsy things,
yeah,
if you will,
yeah.
Than others.
Yeah. And at tomatoes.
And who?
That's
tomatoes.
Right.
Yes.
Growing tomato support group.
With a former neighbor, we used to have, when I lived in Manhasset, we used to have a contest about growing tomatoes. And both of us were very bad at it. So one night I went out and in the middle of the night and I went over to my tomato plant. And I basically wired a tomato onto my tomato plant.
I like this, Otto. That's right.
And
I said, look at this.
He didn't pick it out right off the bat. Yeah. So
I love it.
Like, I won the contest for about an hour or two.
That's a good one.
That's right. He got the trophy, and then it was done.
John Clark. He was a good man.
Oh, I love it. That's great, Otto. That seems like something that would be like right out of a TV show. So I do enjoy that. Also, what's actually happening right now is the Senior Spring Fling, which is at Fuchillo Park. But there's also going to be one next week, March 23rd, at Clinton G. Martin Park. So there's still time to register for that. There's pizza, snacks, dessert, dancing, coffee games.
Nice.
And we're celebrating spring because that's what we're doing. Because it's, you know, the positive message that we're putting out into the atmosphere to make it spring. Also, I want to remind people, we've had them on the radio show. They sent over information, asked me to promote, is this wonderful, wonderful organization. It's called University Without Walls, and it's through Duro University. Mm. What's really great about it is you're actually able to participate in lectures by the phone. So this is great for people who, you know, are still interested in these things but can't necessarily get out and attend all these programs. So there's a bunch of different classes. I just wanted to let people know. The first class is to vaccinate or not to vaccinate. This is the question. I know this is quite a hot topic. Everyone, you know, has their own opinions on that. So there'll be a lecture on that, and that's March 22nd. There's also another one on March 22nd, depression associated with memory loss. And it's, you know, it's good, too, if there's someone that your loved one or whoever
right.
it might be. It's definitely, you know, for that as well. There's a grieving one, and there's another memory loss one, too, in April. So there's just, they offer all these. There's wonderful instructors. It's really an amazing, amazing program. And I think it's great because a lot of people want to keep learning and finding out things. And the fact that your physical limitations aren't hindering that, which I think is great. And it's really easy. You can literally call 877-819-9147. And Duro University will tell you all the things. They call you 5 minutes before the lecture starts, and you just there's a Q&A at the end. So it's
nice.
Interactive as well.
And
which
you
I think
probably could always call 311 to
absolutely.
Find out.
Absolutely, and we
about
will certainly give right. you all the information right. for that. Absolutely. So that is also coming up. And I see we're kind of approaching. And I just want to give a quick mention.
Yeah.
We lost one of our wonderful members, Jerry Peretzman, on March 4th. Jerry's reason for the show, you know, he had suggested in an advisory committee, you know, 6 years ago, how great it would be, you know, if we could get a license to do a 24/7 radio show. Luckily, Dan said, no, we can do a 2-hour radio show. So I want to thank Dan for that because I'm still standing. But, you know, he was a co-host. Jerry was involved in our advisory committees. He was involved with the Romeos, you know, the pedestrian safety committee he was involved in. So he was really a pioneer within our program and as much a part of the program as any of the staff people because he geared a lot of the programming. So I just want to, you know, give a shout out to Jerry.
That's very
everyone
nice.
There because he
I was at the meeting when he brought that up. And I thought he was nuts at the time, to be honest about it.
And I said, look, and here he is.
And here I am. Been sitting here for 6 years. So thank you, Jerry.
Absolutely. No, it's just – and that's the beauty of Project Independence because, you know, our members are really – we always call them our ambassadors.
You only have another minute. Just tell you what his daughter – after Jerry's wife died.
Yeah, importance. You know, they were fearful. His daughters had shared that, you know, because he was a partner with his wife. They did everything together, what he was going to do. And they said a second life really – blossomed and he became the social butterfly and, you know, was going out and had all these programs, was still going to the city to see shows and, you know, he was in part of every group imaginable. So it just, it also shows you, and that's a wonderful message too because, you know, it's never too late for anything. So live it up.
That's
the bottom line.
Very, very true.
Absolutely.
You know, while you can do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Yeah.
You get one shot, so do it.
Yeah, it's okay. The truth. Yeah. We're all here for a visit.
That's right.
It's the truth. It was the other day somebody said to me, you're on borrowed time, which is so true. I'm saying acutely.
Absolutely.
But at the end of the day, if this was your last day, at least be happy that you did something fun and don't, you know, like we're talking about fairy blood.
That's right.
Be cranky for the day serves no purpose.
That's right.
It might be your last day, so you just got to focus on the good because there's good in something in
Absolutely.
Everybody.
Count your blessings.
And move it from there.
No
You've been
doubt
listening
that.
To Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I want to thank you for listening. And, again, acknowledgement to Jerry for being such a wonderful part of PI. And have a wonderful weekend.